Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, bring it up, Jake. Let's go. Otherwise known as the Power Hour. Femi Abebefe hanging out with PJ Glasser. PJ's been doing an awesome job filling in for Nick Kostos. Nick will be back with us on Sunday for You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, 11 to 1 o'clock Eastern, getting you ready for the Sunday slate in week 14 of the National Football League. But we've had an awesome 3 hours, a fun 3 hours on the program. If you've been hanging with us here on this Friday, hopefully we've made your end of the work week much better, as it's been a good hang here on the show through the first 3 hours, and it's gonna be a great hang over the final hour, because guess what? We have a lot of bets, and we will get to the National Football League coming up in 20 minutes, all 12 games of the Sunday slate. Obviously, we'll hear from our guy Brad Evans, as he'll give us some bets in college basketball, but let's go ahead and drop that college football music, Jake. Let's get that fight song and get back to the conference title games that we have here on the Saturday slate. If you missed it in the last segment, make sure you check it out in podcast form. We went through the group of five games. PJ gave out his favorite bet, which is coming to you from Conference USA. We're not going to spoil it here. You got to check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. But PJ, let's get to the big boys, and we'll start in the Big 12. A lot of eyeballs will be on Jerry World between number 11 BYU and number 4 Texas Tech. And looking at the point spread right now, you got the Red Raiders, 12.5-point favorites. Might be headed towards 13. We'll see by the time we get to kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Total at 49.5. How do you see this game playing out with BYU needing to win to punch their ticket to the CFP?
I think the angle that I like in this game is BYU first half at +7. We know there's a lot riding on this game, certainly for Miami, Notre Dame, Alabama potentially. So wouldn't it just be college football, like, for BYU to maybe keep this game close early? You know, maybe Texas Tech to struggle a little bit. The Red Raiders have just been so good against the number. I mean, they can't set numbers high enough for them not to cover. They're 11-1 ATS this season. Every game that their quarterback, Baron Morton, has played this season, they have won by at least 22 points. The only game he hasn't played this year, they lost to Arizona State. So when he's been in there, they've been winning, they've been covering spreads, and they've been mashing people. And they did that to this BYU team when they played in early November. But BYU, I think it's helped them a lot, Femi, that they have already seen Texas Tech play. The talent between Texas Tech and the rest of these teams in the Big 12 is night and day, especially defensively. The D-line, the linebacker play is really, really good. So, you know, I think BYU is going to have a tough time scoring, but I think their defense is going to be able to hold their own early in the game. I like the fact we're getting that key number of 7 in what I think is going to be a low-scoring game. And BYU, you know, when you get these kinds of games where Texas Tech definitely wants to win, they're going to be trying for sure, but BYU's got nothing to lose. They're playing with house money, and I think all of us fully expect that if they don't win this game, they're going to be left out of the playoff. I would expect BYU to kind of run some trick plays, you know, like empty the playbook a little bit, let it fly. Because in that first meeting, like we were talking about with Colin Wilson earlier, it was kind of vanilla, man. They just tried to line up, smash Texas Tech in the face, run inside zone, use Bear Bachmeyer. Like, you're not beating Texas Tech that way. So different game plan, different philosophy, giving them some early different looks, I think helps them cover that first half number. And then I want to get out of there because I worry about Texas Tech maybe getting a late score to cover the game. So I think Texas Tech wins. I think they probably cover, but I do like BYU first half plus 7.
Yeah, this is the matchup I've been waiting for all season. And I talked about this with UPJ earlier this past summer before the season started. I said Texas Tech is going to win the Big 12 because Texas Tech is way better than the rest of the conference. And they invested in the trenches. And I think this being a mismatch in the trenches is why Texas Tech is going to roll on Saturday. I'm laying the 12.5. I think the Red Raiders just have way too much talent. Like, if you go back and watch that game against BYU, if Texas Tech was efficient in the red zone, it might have been 48-7 instead of just 29-7. Like, I think Texas Tech, if they can get the red zone figured out, this will be a blowout. And I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Yes, BYU's desperate. Yes, they're feeling good because Kalani Sitake re-upped and decided to stay home as opposed to going to Penn State. None of it's going to matter because the Red Raiders are on a mission. This is one of the best teams in the country. And just because they play in the Big 12, not many people have been paying attention. Not many people have been talking about them. We're all talking about Ohio State, Indiana, Bama, Georgia, Notre Dame. No, Texas Tech is right up there close to the top of these teams. I think Texas Tech is getting ready to go on a run in the CFP. I love Tech. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm laying the 12.5. I think they roll. They win this one by 20 plus. I think Texas Tech is that much better than BYU, and we're going to see it play out down there in Jerry World. So you're going with BYU first half. I like Texas Tech in the full game, laying the 12.5. Now let's get to Atlanta. Cannot wait for this one. We have a doozy on our hands in the SEC title game. Georgia against Alabama, where if there's a team that Kirby Smart has struggled with in his career, it's been the Tide. Whether it's Saban, DeBoer, for some reason Kirby Smart can't seem to get over Alabama. They are a 2.5-point favorite. That is Georgia. Total 47.5. How are you betting this game between Bama and Georgia? It seems like Bama's in. But I think they want to go ahead and make sure that they put their own destiny in their hands and win this game as opposed to waiting for the committee to call their name on Sunday.
No question. Yeah, a couple of different bets I like in this game. First off, the over, 47.5. I think that's too low. Both defenses have been playing very well as of late. Georgia's been a lot better here recently. Bama's has been really good the last 4 weeks or so. But I think the difference between these teams right now and the perception around them and why Georgia's favored in this game is how the offenses have played as of late. Since these teams met all the way back in late September, Georgia's offense has been much better. While Bama's, it felt like, has kind of struggled, especially in the second half. They really don't score too many points. Jam Miller, their running back, likely not going to play tomorrow. We know Ryan Williams is banged up. He really hasn't been contributing. But Femi, I've watched so many of these games, especially in the SEC title game, and it doesn't matter whether it's Bryce Young or it's Jalen Milroe or it's Mac Jones, it's Tua, it's Jalen Hurts. There's something about this game where Bama sees Georgia on the other side, the quarterback just plays well, man. And I thought even in that first matchup, Ty played pretty well against Georgia. And like you said, if there's one team Kirby struggles with, it is the Tide. So I think we get some points because these games tend to be higher scoring. And I think right now the total is set because of what the metrics are telling them. But this game, I think you almost have to throw it out the window a little bit. As for the spread, I think it's a great game to bet live. And Colin Wilson was talking about this earlier, but I would wait for like Georgia plus 3 or a Bama plus 7, plus 7.5. I think you're going to get one of those numbers, if not both, maybe, throughout the game. And that's the way I would bet it. 2.5 feels about right. I don't want to pick a side either way. I think it's a great game to bet live. And then for those out there that can bet player props in college, I would look at Jeremy Bernard over 58.5 receiving yards. He's one of the most underrated receivers in college football. You can't run on Georgia, and Bama's really not going to try and want to run to begin with because they're banged up at running back. So I think they lean on Ty in that passing game, and Bernard's going to be the guy that he's looking for. So over 58.5 receiving yards for him as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch this game because, like, the point spread, I think, is indicating that we're going to be in for a really competitive football game. If I had to bet it, and I'm probably going to bet this just because, like, it's a big game, it's a standalone game, and I want somebody to sweat on it. I'd be on the side of the Crimson Tide. Like, I like Alabama. That's what I've been saying all week long. Alabama is the side for me. Clearly, I'm not alone since this was 2.5, getting close to 3, and now we're down to as low as 1.5. So there's a lot of interest here coming in on Alabama. Do I want to bet plus 110 on the money line? If I'm forced to tomorrow afternoon, I'll do it. But let's just wait, because I think that there's going to be some support for Georgia, given the fact that Georgia's looked really good. Alabama's coming off of a scary win over Auburn that the committee apparently wants to give them all the credit for. Like, I think you're going to see some Georgia money come in tomorrow to where maybe, just maybe, we can get this back up to 2.5, whatever, and potentially get like a plus 120 on the money line. But I will have Alabama money line prior to kickoff in this game. I think the Tide win this one, and Kirby loses to Alabama once again, and Alabama gets a bye week in the college football playoff. All right, let's go to the night slate for tomorrow, the ACC title game. Duke against number 17 Virginia. Duke has the potential to be the spoiler for the ACC. If Duke wins, there's a good chance that maybe the ACC just gets left out in general. Virginia, though, a win and they're in. They're a 4.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. Totals 57.5. How do you see this playing out in Charlotte between the Blue Devils and the Cavaliers?
Duke's my favorite bet tomorrow. I think they cover and I think they win.
Yeah.
Duke for me
wow.
has been a pretty simple handicap all year. When they're a favorite, I can't stand them, and I never want to bet them. They're just a terrible bet as a favorite. They've lost 5 games this year. 3 of those have been as favorites, against Tulane, against Northwestern, and against Georgia Tech and Virginia, who they lost to the first time around in Tulane. Mm. And then their other 2 losses, Femi, were games where it was like a tight point spread. You know, early on in the year, Illinois came to Durham and they were only like a 3-point favorite, and that was a fishing line.
Yeah, that was a gross
game. And Illinois blew them out. Like, that's what Duke is. When they're a favorite or it's like a fishy line, they never play well and they're never the side. But in these kinds of games, when everybody is picking against them and people is telling you how bad they are, those are the kind of spots where you want to back them. I'm not really sold yet on this Virginia team. Femi, you know I love me a good narrative bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you already see it play out where Duke helps the Dukes get into the playoff? And I think that's what we're getting on Saturday night. So give me the Blue Devils.
Duke helps the Dukes. He got PJ Glasser
itself,
here.
Femi, I'm just saying.
he's out here doing stuff for page six and on the back page in New York. I mean, all right. It's chaos. It's chaos. And we get two group of five teams. And if that happens, best believe there are going to be people crying about two G5 teams being in the CFP. And I'm sure there'll be a change that's made as early as next year so this never happens ever again. Yes. I'll root for that, though. I'm not going to bet the game, but I'm going to root for Duke. I'm going to root for chaos. And every time I've watched Virginia, I think the team is fraudulent as hell. So I don't want to see them in the college football playoff either, even though Duke's going to get blown out. Although Duke's not going to make it, so that's all good. We don't have to watch Duke, and maybe they can take Virginia out of there. All right, that's the ACC. Let's get to the big one, the Big Ten, Indiana, Ohio State. Point spread has the Buckeyes 4-point favorites at BetMGM, but there's a couple 4.5s that are out there. Total is at 47.5. I like the total with this one, PJ. I'm on the under. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game because I think both of these defenses might be a little bit better than the offenses here. But how do you see this one playing out between the Hoosiers and the Buckeyes? Heisman Trophy also up for grabs in this game as well.
Been trying to figure out a way to bet this game all week. When it opened up at 5.5, I thought I was going to be on Ohio State. I thought there was a chance this could close at like 6.5, 7. And then it went the other way, and Indiana was taking money, and it went to 4.5, and now it's at 4. And as we've started to get closer and closer to kickoff, Femi, I think I lean towards Indiana if I had to make a bet, but my play is betting them in the first quarter, +0.5 against Ohio State. I question just kind of how motivated Ohio State is in this game. As crazy as that is to say, because it's 1-2, you have a chance to win a Big Ten title game. I think the Michigan win means way more to them than this game does.
Agreed.
If they lose, they know they're still a top-4 seed. So at the end of the day, it's great to go undefeated. It's great to win a Big Ten title game. But every Ohio State fan would tell you they would have rather beaten Michigan than win the Big Ten championship. I think the players and the coaches feel the same way, whereas Indiana is treating this like their Super Bowl. So I think that's why you've kind of seen some Indiana money come in. And the point I was making on Tuesday when we were talking about this game, Femi, I think Indiana's been prepping for this game for 3 weeks, right? They had Purdue in rivalry week. The week before that was their bye. So you know in their bye, they're probably watching Ohio State film. Purdue week, they're probably watching Ohio State film, and now obviously this week as well. I think there's a lot of things going for Indiana. So I like them in the first quarter +0.5. I think they get off to a good start, and I think they got a good shot of winning that game tomorrow.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating game because the Big Ten was not the strongest this year. Like, Oregon was pretty solid. Ohio State and Indiana, obviously really good teams. Penn State fell off. Michigan, they're kind of just okay. So it wasn't a great conference. So it's kind of like a feeling out process, I think, early on in this game. This almost feels like a bowl game to me in that sense, where it's like, how do these two teams really match up together? We're not going to know until we actually see it. But to me, I think the under is the play. I think these defenses are going to come out swinging, and I think offensively you might see these teams look to maybe keep a little bit in the holster, knowing that there's bigger fish to fry later on in the college football playoff. This would be awesome in Indiana. This would be a hell of a season if they could win the Big Ten, and if they win this game, you know Fernando Mendoza is going to win the Heisman Trophy. So like, that's a lot of motivation here for the Hoosiers. But for Ohio State, I mean, like, they're worried about the national title. Michigan, national title. And maybe even in that order for the Buckeyes, to be quite honest. But like, that's where their priorities are, not necessarily with the Big Ten title game. So to me, it feels like an under, even though it's indoors and the conditions will be perfect at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. All right, on the other side, we'll give out some college basketball bets, but also running down the slate for week 14 in the National Football League. Don't go away. The Power Hour rolling along here on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.